All right, it looks like Travis Scott has gotten back onto Instagram after a little hiccup between he and Kylie Jenner. You know, they had a fight. She said she found some receipts that he was cheating. We're assuming that those were some DMs. But it looks like his Instagram has changed a little bit, too. It's all business now. Yeah. I mean, there's hardly any personal on it. There's a little bit. But, I mean, it's all about either promoting some shoes or promoting his concerts. Like, no shenanigans.
You think Kylie had to put the...
What do you mean, I think?
On?
I
yeah,
know she
course.
Did.
Yeah.
They got in a fight. She accused him of cheating. He canceled a concert. And then he deleted his Instagram. Now, of course, in today's day, nobody can stay off. You just can't, you know, you might die if you stay off Instagram too long. But he definitely deleted it to show her, like, all right, you know, I'm dedicated to you. But she found the same thing that Chloe encountered with Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
That he was rocking into DMs and stuff like that.
And he's probably entertaining it, too. Like, one thing is for the girls to reach out and you see them, like, whatever. But he was probably responding to them.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
How can you not?
I mean, just not. Don't. But
I mean, you're a guy and you got these bootylicious girls and they're like, hey.
I would hope that he wouldn't.
Well, no. You know he did because she got... They still apparently are having major issues, Kylie, and she doesn't trust him right now. But 888-456-9970, have you ever gone through some your man or your woman's social media and found something inappropriate? And did you force them to get off? Or I know some couples, they have each other's passwords and codes and stuff to get in. Mm-hmm. So they can not only see what's going on the outside, but they can check out what's going on in your DMs.
Yeah, this happened to a couple friend of mine. She went through his Instagram, found some receipts, made him quit. He did it for a year. Then he got back on. She went back in and found more receipts, and it was donezo after that.
I think you got, like, different degrees of, like, restriction. Like, you might tell your man, okay, listen, you can go on Instagram, do your thing, but I need to know the password and find out.
So
that's one.
You can't. They allow you? You can't.
Yeah, they allow you. Or
Jen,
you need to delete it completely.
Didn't you tell your man, like, don't be following these hoochies?
Oh, I just took his phone and deleted all the hoochies.
See? That's another.
Yeah, I went through it. I was like, delete, 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 delete. And he was right next to me. I'm like,
do you still look at to see who he's following?
No. He probably added them back, but whatever. I mean, at least it gave me satisfaction to delete them, you know?
Can you look and see who he's following? Can I go to his and see who he's following?
Yeah, you can see people who they follow, yeah.
We gonna find out if we need to delete anymore.
Right,
pick out more of the ones you don't like and...
Yeah, bye.
Do you try to control your man or your woman's social media? Do you check it? Do you see what they're up to on social media? Have you ever had somebody delete it?
We are taking calls right now. If you've ever had to force your man or, you know, maybe your lady too, force her to delete her social media or restrict in some way. Or if you're Shan, have you gone through and like, oh, I don't like you following this person?
Yeah, you don't need to be following no hoochie mamas. Like, bye, delete. Out of your life. Block. That's I should have blocked them too. Dang. Next time. Next time I get his phone in my hands.
Missed opportunity.
I did that once, but not on social media. I went through one of my an ex's phone and I like blocked numbers from people who were texting inappropriate things.
Very intelligent.
Like I blocked them.
Yes.
So he wouldn't know that they were gone and like they wouldn't be able to get through.
You should block and then delete.
So I did. I blocked the number, then I deleted the contact.
Deuces.
Renee, you have a similar
he
situation?
He seemed to find them.
Oh.
What did you do, Renee?
Recently, I have actually caught him leaving, like, little winky face emojis and, like, the lit emoji with the little flame. He goes on girls' pages and, like, leave those comments on there. Like, I don't notice.
Girl. No, he doesn't.
He has a girlfriend, you, and yet he's telling other chicks they're hot?
Yeah, well, and he tries to claim, well, he's not actually saying that they're sexy, but I know what it means. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fire emoji means pretty much one thing.
And winky face? The winky face?
Yeah, and you know girls are on Instagram just because they're trying to look hot and get attention. It's not like Facebook where they're, like, you know, overweight and on their third kid by now.
So what did you tell him?
I told him he had to get off of Instagram or we weren't going to be seeing seeing each other anymore.
Dang.
Good for you.
God, you know, a lot of guys, they don't know how to draw the line. So sometimes you have to draw it for them, I guess.
Yeah, and if he's saying that in the comments, I don't know what he's saying in the DM.
That's right. What I was about to say.
Now, was he dumb enough to also like leave fire emojis for some of the girls that you knew, or was it just all these random girls?
No, they're not people I know, but you know how when you go and you look at your friends' pages, you can see what they like and what kind of accounts they follow.
Yeah.
He follows like all these supermodels and, you know, inked, tattooed girls and stuff like that, but I'm not about that life.
I take it now he's not about the Instagram life?
He better not be. I told him to deactivate it.
Oh!
Good! I don't know, girl. You still trust him after that?
I trust him as long as I didn't find anything too scandalous. I know he's just like telling girls that they're hot, but I'm all about body empowerment and stuff like that, but he should be saying it to me and not to strangers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay, man.
All right.
Thank you very much, Renee.
She was serious.
She's
like,
hardcore.
She was like,
well,
he better not be.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think it's funny though. Like, there's only one little flaw is that she told him to delete the Instagram. I feel like she needs to go through and do it for him
just to make sure it gets done
no,
right.
No, he needs to do it so she knows that he means, or she, he knows that she means business.
All right, Liberty, I know you have a situation like this as well.
I did, not once, but a couple of times.
All right, tell us what you did and why.
I've, like, heard different stories that he would be, like, talking to these chicks on social media, and so he would deny it when I asked him. Mind you, we bought a place together, and then I finally went on it, and I seen what I wanted to see, so I told him he's going to either delete it or we just can't be together, because how are you going to sit here and lie? We've been together for a long time. And so he said he deleted it, which he did. And then comes to find out, he reactivated his account.
It's an addiction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then not only that, why are you following so many naked chicks?
Thank you.
I don't know, because when those girls try to be my friend, I always delete them. But yeah. I'm not straight. It's easy for me to delete them.
That's true. There's no attraction for us, but, you know, for others.
Liberty, what did you do when you found out that he did it again?
It was a big conversation. He got defensive about it, but then we ended up splitting up because he did nothing but lie in the relationship about stupid little things like that.
Now, tell the truth. Do you still follow his Instagram now that y'all are broken up?
No, he blocked me on everything.
So even if he wanted
you
to.
You tried.
All right, thanks, Liberty.
So she tried.
She did her best.
All you got to do is do a Kevin Durant, get a burner account, and you can follow him again, even though he's your ex.
It might be some good advice for her to take.
I don't know. There are some people who are saying on the hotline, it's like you shouldn't worry about your man following hoochie mamas that they're never going to meet. It's if they're following somebody that's more local. Like, you got to be scared of the locals, not the little hoochie mamas that are on the beach.
Yeah, they need to be accessible.
There are local hoochie mamas.
I know. Well, then you gotta get
them.
their geo tag or whatever, Shane. I don't know. I mean, what about all these hoochie guys that I follow now? I went to Brazil, and when you follow the hoochie guys, then you... They suggest a million more, and I'm like, oh, my God. Hey, he's in a bikini. He's a man. I'm like, follow. So now I'm following a ton of hoochie guys.
That algorithm knows what you like.
But they're all Brazilians. Yeah.
So
ain't
matter.
Nobody got to worry about
Girl,
that.
Girl, they could still slide through that DM, and you can...
Please do.
No.
Send some love from Rio de Janeiro, baby.
Then you going to buy him a ticket? A plane ticket out
No,
here?
They can't get here. They can't get a visa. I can, though.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up to
Fernando and Greg, 99.7 Now.
All right. 888-456-9970. This topic blowing up right now. If you've ever made your man or your lady delete or restrict her social media.
Yeah, some people right in the middle of other people's social media.
Mm.
I think you gotta watch. There is a fine line. I don't want to get... After the Flintstones yesterday, I don't want to get Shan turned up again.
Steve wants you to from the texting hotline.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple people that want us to refocus on that, and I don't want to. But I understand, like, inappropriate comments if you see them to certain people. Mm-hmm. But if your dude is following, like, you know, these big bootied girls I see on there or whatever.
He's not allowed to.
I mean, they're in Aruba.
I don't care.
They're like in different places.
Mm-mm.
So I don't really see the point of that, because I once you follow, whether you like guys or girls, once you follow one of these hot guy or girl things, Instagram then makes suggestions for you.
Yeah.
And then it's an addiction. You start who doesn't want to see people in bikinis on beaches?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So you're going to follow and then now all of a sudden you're going to follow 300.
Yeah,
no,
correct.
Not allowed to follow one.
All right, do you want to see my phone now?
Girl, you can, that is your Instagram.
Okay.
John knows about that.
You don't care that I'm following all these Brazilian bombshells?
No. Bombshells.
Y'all, I think this guy's name is Robert Official. Everybody should follow him. He's this Brazilian guy. Let me make sure. But we'll take some more calls while I look him up. But Robert Official.
Jessica, did you have to put the smackdown on your man as far as the social media?
I did. Well, it was a couple different reasons. So, I mean, like majority of these guys, he wasn't leaving any comments or anything, but he was liking all of these pictures of these gross girls that are online. So then it was also like he's posting stupid things that I'm like annoyed and embarrassed that he's even posting. So then every time I'm looking, I'm just getting annoyed with him more and more. So I felt like if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. I don't even want to look at it because I'm tired of being annoyed with him. So it was just much easier for me to just block him on everything.
So you didn't make him get off, but you blocked him so you no longer see anything.
Yeah, I figured it's not like I thought, what am I doing fighting with him over liking girls' pictures on Instagram? Yeah, it's like kind of stupid. And I felt like in the beginning, like, well, yeah, it's pretty disrespectful. But honestly, it's like, and these are not local hoochies. These were girls that are like video vixens and, you know, those kinds of things.
Ooh, I like that, video vixens.
Yeah, so I was like, it's not really worth me arguing with over and over again. So I just blocked them. Now I don't have to see it.
There you go. So you trust him.
Out of sight,
you just don't want to be annoyed with him.
Yeah, exactly. And he's annoyed that I blocked him. He'll send me like a screenshot every now and then. That's like, oh, waiting to add you as a friend. And I'm like, nope, it's not going to happen.
Well, that's kind of like reverse psychology. Nice going, Jessica.
It's working, so.
You got him in the palm of your hand, girl. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a great day.
All right, tons of calls on this, too. Apparently, this is like something that pops up quite often.
And ladies, if you want to get your man back for following Hoochie Mama, start with this one for yourself. Robert.OFICIALL.
Robert.official.
And you can thank me on the texting hotline later.
Right, let's get the guy's point of view on this one right now. Hello, David.
I don't know, I just don't understand that like that. That call you guys had earlier when she said she made her man delete her account because he was following models and tattoo models and all this stuff like that. It's like, why do you care if your man's following a model that you know he's never going to meet, he's never going to go out with? Like, I don't understand the issue with that. That's just like you're so insecure over...
Because it's not her.
Like that.
Who cares? The world is full of girls that aren't her as well.
I know. It's
how
like,
about locking in the
like
house?
Women don't follow men. I mean... Women follow men also. I mean, they look at men as they're walking on the street. It's like, for instance, me, I do follow some girls like that, some models also. My wife follows some men, but we're not insecure because we know we're going to come back to each other. We know we're not going to go do anything.
Yeah, I don't understand the making them unfollow like the Hoochie Mamas and stuff like that. Now, if there were like inappropriate comments on, you know, like some girls, you know, page or something, then I could see them getting mad about that.
Yeah, or like you said, they're following like all these local people or something like that. You know, I guess that's different, but if you're following somebody in Italy, come on.
Yeah.
Is that really going to happen?
Listen, it is addicting because I'm telling you, when I was in Brazil and I followed one of these guys' things, a million of them say, oh, follow this one. So I did because they're all hot.
Yeah, one leads to another.
You can't stop. Now, see, this one makes sense to me. I'll side with the woman here. 510. I blocked a school mom on my husband's Facebook and Instagram account who sent an invite to something to him but did not send it to me.
See?
Okay, that makes sense to
me. That sounds like
that's shady.
Legitimate
that's
reason.
Love trap right there. That right there is love trap.
Send us her number.
Hey. But, you know, following a woman in Greece, I don't think you got to worry about that.
I mean, I guess. But if you're just scrolling through your man's thing. Instagram.
Leave that thing alone.
Maybe if you scroll through your man's thing more often, he wouldn't be following these other chicks.
Right?
All right, hey, we want to take one more?
Ebony on line 4.
Let's go. Hello, Ebony.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You?
What's your perspective on this?
My perspective on this is if you are not promoting the educational advancement or knowledge base of yourself or others, they're all gone. Men, women, don't care. Now, if you've got a super hot chick on there helping you understand the theory of relativity or Euclid's identity, chat away.
What? They need to bring a benefit to your life.
Huh? All right. I like it, Ebony. As long as you can explain it, you can keep it.
All right, if it's really, really doing something for you, then go for it. It's not all this fluff and crap. It just makes no sense.
All right. Thank you, Ebony.
Ebony's rules.
There you go. I don't think we really can go any further. Thank you.
I just think women have to understand that men are much more visual creatures, and we like to look. Whether it's men who like men, or men who like women, or men who like both, men love visual stimulation. Instagram is giving us that.
And it was definitely the visual stimulation that got Travis Scott in trouble with Kylie Jenner. Now, we started this topic off with the friction between them, and we'll tell you what he's doing now.
Nando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Sponsored by First Flag Supply, from import and export warehousing and supply chain finance. First Flag Supply has you covered with all your needs. FirstFlag.us or call them at 650-200-1775. We were just talking about the situation between Travis Scott and girlfriend Kylie Jenner. He wants you to know, though, that despite everything going on, and of course the rumors about him maybe sliding into the DMs of somebody's hoochies on Instagram and her finding out about it, that they are still together. In fact, he went to watch his Houston Rockets play recently in his hometown of Houston, and he sort of brought Kylie along with him. He was wearing a hoodie sweatshirt with a picture of Kylie on the front. Now, that's a bit extra to have to go out there and kind of have a sweatshirt.
Not when they're trying to work things out. You better kiss her butt.
Again,
wear that sweater.
It's another person trying to keep a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You don't stop making the billionaire mad. Make the rest of them mad, but don't mess with the billionaire. Mm. He's trying to suck up. But, I mean, they ain't going to last. But
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I feel like you don't have to suck up.
If they were trying to make it last, why don't they get married?
Maybe they're not ready.
They have a baby.
Yeah.
Why were you ready to have a baby?
I don't know. Maybe they weren't ready for that and it just happened too.
No, that's a good point. But I'm just saying, this ain't going to last. Yeah. He's already getting caught in the DMs. Mm.
Why? You have your life set. You are dating a bajillionaire.
There's so much more out there in life when you're a rapper.
God.
Yeah, but you forget like how rich he is. I don't know. Do you get like so used to it?
You go look at those pictures. See how much money he just made at the Staples Center in L.A.
Yeah, he's doing all
right. He's just fine.
He's doing just fine. And and that leads us into the next person who ruined the billionaire relationship, Jordan Woods. That young lady that spoiled her friendship with bestie Kylie Jenner. They're still saying that there's a chance that those two could be friends again, but right now she's getting back to business on her social media, this time with more followers and even more products that want to align with her. In fact, after the cheating scandal between Jordan and Tristan Thompson, it seemed like whatever she was doing, the modeling, the social media influencing, everybody was saying that's it. It's over. She doesn't have the Kylie connection anymore. So all that money, all that influence is going to dry up. Well, then she did Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk. That helped to kind of humanize her a bit. And then suddenly products were like, we definitely want to get on board with her. We'd love to have her associated with what we're doing. She just did a first paid post here since the whole thing blew up. She also says that she and her mother are heading to London, Dubai, the Middle East to strike more deals and make more money. Mm. Lots of it. So I don't know. Again, you guys seem to think that she would have made more had she stayed.
No, we know.
Yeah.
Under Kylie
Jenner.
She was making more.
Yeah, she wouldn't have to go to London or Dubai or all these other places because she should have been making money in L.A.
She was already making the money off of Kylie.
They collabed on their makeup line. She was working with Chloe.
She was about to do her eyelashes.
But they're ugly, so it didn't take off.
I think this was a total ploy for her to go independent because before we didn't know who the heck she was. Now,
we didn't need
everybody knows.
Everybody who knew Kylie knew her. Mm-hmm. Like,
Even Kylie had that little TV show for like a hot second, and then Jordan was like the star in it. So she had it made.
She might be able to make some money now on her Instagram, but she is not making what she could have made had she been with Kylie Jenner.
All right, that's your Dirty on the 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
sports.
Well, Cleveland Cavalier assistant coach Damon Jones is finally opening up about a heated argument he got into with J.R. Smith, who was a nemesis of the Warriors for many years when they were playing the Cavaliers on and on and on in the championship game. But remember, he's the guy who didn't know the score of the game last year and, like, dribbled the timeout, and he thought they won the game.
Oh, yeah.
It was like game one.
Got that guy.
But really, I think it was tied, and then the Warriors ended up winning that game.
Oh, the memes on him.
Well, this dude, apparently back in March of 2018, this coach is finally talking about it now. He said they squashed the beef, but there was a fight in the locker room, and J.R. Smith got mad at him, so he went and got a bowl of piping hot tortilla soup and poured it over him.
Oh, what?
This is how we fight now? I'm going to get you in my tortilla soup. The coach said it was hot as hell, and he poured it all over my shoulder, my neck, and all down my chest. He said it burned me, and for a long time, I refused to talk to him over the soup incident.
That's what I wanted to do after the Flintstone house yesterday, man. Oh, take some tortilla soup and pour it
on. That's why I shut Fernando down when he was trying to talk about that meeting yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Why? Don't bring it up. Stop bringing this up.
I got work to do. Bye.
Exactly. Very ugly incidents went down yesterday over the Flintstone house.
I wish I had some tortilla soup.
I wish you did, too. Especially when Fernando, they do, you good now? You can just poof right on his head. Bam!
Oh,
you want to talk about this meeting?
This Flintstone house soup. Got me heated.
No.
Like this tortilla soup.
Why? Yes, we wonder that.
Okay.
So anyway, J.R. Smith hasn't talked about it, but this coach said he said that soup is hot. And hey, if you are wanting to see the Oakland A's play their first game of the season, you are going to have to get up very early. Set your alarm for 2:35 in the morning, because that's when the A's take on the Seattle Mariners in Tokyo, Japan. First pitch is at 2:35. So the question is, will you be awake to watch them play? I know one guy says he will be. Isaac.
Hey, well, good morning, y'all. Yeah?
Good morning,
Sal. Are you planning on watching the game?
Oh, you best believe I'm about to go see my Oakland A's.
Okay.
About to be at the bar in downtown Oakland with my Stella.
How can you drink after 2 a.m.?
I don't know, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to have to find a way, because I think you can't start drinking again until 6 a.m.
I guess I'll take my own Stella, and I'll tell him it's my, I'll take a little dark bottle or something.
There you go. You'll rise to the occasion.
Take like a coffee, you know, a coffee travel cup.
I'm just saying, nobody talk to me tomorrow or Thursday morning, because I'll be grumpy with like 2 hours of sleep. But as long as the A's win, it's all worth it.
Woo!
All right.
So which bars are going to be open tomorrow?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw like this little invite on Facebook that said Mad Oak in downtown Oakland. I may be wrong. I had to double check, but I was positive it was either Mad Oak or The Athletic. One of the two.
Well, double check before you roll up over there.
Yeah, you need to know.
At 2:30 in the morning.
And, I'll have the radio, and worst case scenario, I'll party by myself in the parking lot downtown.
Parking lot pimping.
Hey, y'all already know, especially because this is my first year with season tickets, so best believe I'll be chanting, let's go Oakland at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., it does not matter.
Oh, my God, you got to call us. You got to call us right when we get in at 5:30 in the morning.
Hey, I will call you guys first week of April when I'm in Houston for opening night.
Oh, damn, you're going to Houston for the game?
Dude, I travel with my A's. I love my A's.
Boy, do
wow.
you. Way to go, man. That's serious love.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
A real fan right there.
If you are a true fan like Isaac and you're getting up at 2:30 to watch the game, he's even popping bottles.
Yeah. Dude, I just looked it up. Mad Oak is opening doors at 1:35 a.m. tomorrow.
But you can't drink.
Probably not, no.
I mean, you could drink at 1:30.
Technically, 25 minutes you can.
Yeah, I mean, you could do whatever you want, but just don't get caught. You know?
Well, he said he's going to be drinking in the parking lot.
Hey, whatever works, man.
And the weird thing about this schedule is technically tomorrow. So tomorrow and then Thursday morning's games at 2:30. Those are games. They are regular season games that are happening with the Mariners. Then the A's fly back from Tokyo, and then they go back into exhibition season. So it's
crazy.
Like they're going back in time when they come back to United States for a week.
I'm reading reading it. It says the event is all ages. Non-alcoholic beverages will be available for purchase. Entry is limited to the first 420 guests.
What did you say about the what? Non-alcoholic?
Alcoholic beverages will be available for purchase. So you could purchase your chasers.
Shane, I don't think you can bring stuff in. But do what you got to do. Hey, and if you want to join, if you want to join the Fernando and Greg NCAA March of Madness bracket, the Fernando and Greg one, then get to the Fernando and Greg Instagram page. You just click through from the Fernando and Greg bio.
Click the link in the bio.
Okay, there you go. And sign up. And we're going to do a $100 Target gift card this year.
Oh, yes. Target. I love Target.
I mean, since I have to buy it myself. Yeah. Is that good?
That's good.
All
That's
right.
Good.
The winner is getting a $100 Target gift card. Fernando and Greg's NCAA bracket. Go to our Instagram page and click through there in our bio and sign up. And the girls keep winning on this. So
hey, it was me and Brenda the past 2 years. I think we did have one guy. Let's was it
see.
George?
Let's see what happens. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.